Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The harsh truth that Owen, formerly of The Night Show as a board op when I was The Night Show host, and now board op for The Morning Show, he ate two of the six donuts that he did not purchase. Ken ate a donut. Yeah. Lima ate a donut.
Uh-huh.
Ted ate a donut. Who am I missing?
Oh, Ted was Jeff Thomas is the last one you're
Jeff
missing.
Jeff Thomas. Now, the problem is he did not buy those donuts. They were not his to give out. Ken
confronting Ted would have been really funny.
He was the one guy.
There's
definitely
no way
wasn't gonna
do that. You went into Ted's office today. Yeah. I saw you going to Ted's office. It didn't come up, did it?
He had no idea. I guarantee you, he had no idea who purchased those donuts.
Okay, because if we're taking on the role of this is essentially our version of Pablo Torre finds out. It is Afternoon Drive finds out,
yep.
And we have found out the culprits. But now we're instead of Pablo is bringing on Mark Cuban on his show tomorrow to do more NBA investigative journalism. We're just shooting the you know what with the guys that were the culprits and nothing happening.
Ted was not the culprit. I think he was a patsy.
Oh,
I think
there is a distinction there.
I guarantee you that he was not made well aware of the fact that they were not Owen's donuts or
probably,
the morning show's
he's
donuts.
He's probably long forgotten about the donut that he ate.
And I would even say that Jeff Thomas is not a man to eat another man's donuts. Now to the three remaining bastards.
Oh, geez.
They were given
the B word.
They were given into that. I've got another B word for him off air.
Yeah. Okay.
They were given till today at 2 to just send a text. Didn't know those were your donuts. Explain or hey, we'll get you back. I honestly don't want the money back. It's a point of principle.
Mm-hmm.
You don't eat another man's donuts. It's that simple.
You
However,
don't mow another man's lawn.
Ken was repeatedly tweeted about the missing donuts, and he played innocent all weekend, which leads me to believe that there are accountability issues there, which, I mean, you think the Browns have accountability issues, the morning show, whew, I mean, six coaches in X amount of years, how many producers have they had? I think it runs deep into the donut world as well. It's okay.
In the
world?
Yeah. Big Donut is having conversations about this?
I mean, I think they took Big Donuts, and I think they claimed them for their own.
I mean, I've given so many Peter 1 passes out here, I can't even keep my head straight. Ted gets one, obviously. Jeff Thomas will always get a Peter 1 pass in
no
my
one
mind.
Else.
Owen,
no
Owen
one else.
Because he's a veteran, gets a Peter 1 pass. That's just how I work.
Nope, because
That's how
now I don't even know if he was on our side anymore.
If you serve our country, you just get the all-time Peter 1 pass from me. And
I no longer know if he was not a double agent or whatnot.
Between Lima and Ken, they're I guess the only ones that don't get the pass in my book.
Yeah, here's the thing. Owen ate two donuts, and he's the guy that was offering other people donuts. The question is, did they know they were my donuts? I'm going to say yes, they did.
Well, at this point, they have to know that they were your donuts.
I'm saying in the moment. Like, did Owen
I don't think so.
Owen only knew that they weren't his donuts.
And he had to go into a bag to get the donuts.
Yes.
That's the part that makes him at fault here.
But the idea that maybe he could have known, if I find out that they knew they were my donuts and still ate them, that is a special level of disrespect.
Well, I'm sorry you've not gotten your resolution on this one.
I didn't. I said, get to me by Monday at 2.
I told you then you weren't going to get anything.
Well, yes, because the revisionist history guys can't say they were wrong about Baker Mayfield. Why could they ever say they were wrong about donuts?
I'd like to believe that if we had inadvertently eaten someone's donuts, we would be offering up apologies and probably asking for Venmo handles as well. I like to believe that's who we are as people. We've not seen that in the return to your Venmo or anything else in between. Not even about that. Just I'm sorry
offer.
It happened. I got it. I get where you're going from here.
Yep.
I am a little. I'm a little surprised by the actions of these people that I've held in high esteem and high regard for a long time.
I mean, listen.
You got to do the right thing in this moment.
I can
buy. The right thing's a simple, it's a simple apology.
I can buy new donuts.
So, hey, we get free food all the time. Didn't know that happened to be yours. My bad.
I can't buy respect. And that's a real problem there. So every time listen to the Morning Boys, remember those donut munchers.
I want to give you closure in this story, but I don't think we're going to have it today.
I know. I think is okay. So there's closure, and then there's defiantly acting like you've done nothing wrong. And I think that to me is where it is dirty.
You're going to be on the couch like Tony Soprano, just telling your therapist all these wrongs of the donut gate.
I think more likely I'm going to be texting you mean things about them until I get some word of my, or not just you. I'll branch out. I'll make sure. I'll text Keith about. Look at these donut munchers. They can't go ahead and just fess up, can they? Every time there's a oopsie on the show, I'll send it to other people and be like, get a load of these donut munchers.
We're going with donut munchers, huh?
Well, I said the B word earlier, so I got to soften the language a little bit. You understand, my nephews, I've already told my sister-in-law and my brother a couple times that they like listening to me on air, but that I have too much of a potty mouth.
Well, you're within FCC guidelines, so that's how I always look at it, like it's an okay thing.
Six-year-olds don't get that, you know?
That's how I look at it. Like, people will be like, because I tell people all the time how I don't swear at all, but on the radio, I will say, I'll say ass or something like that, and it's like, we're within FCC guidelines. Ooh. It's just a little bit different.
Go Buckeyes 1000 on YouTube. Nick needs a gym. Huh, you think?
Ooh. I am fat.
What a good
one. I
had
to breathe.
Hey, the guy who's obviously obese needs to hit a gym. Can't get one by you, Sherlock. The private detective over here doing a great job.
Now I'm sorry that Go Buckeyes 1000 got you that way.
By the way, you need Blue Chew. How about that? 216-474-0092.
It's a good product and good service.
It can
help out a lot of people.
It is.
Including Go Buckeyes 1000,
Nick
apparently.
W., all one word at checkout. Just cover $5 for shipping. Just thinking out loud there,
friend.
There
we go.
Let's go with Thomas in Shaker. Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got?
Thomas.
Hey, Nick. Hey, JP. Hey, look, first of all, I'm a man, and I'm never afraid to say that I'm wrong. Last week, we got in a heated debate about, I just said I just want to see more Dylan Gabriel. And, it was like Kevin Stansky, he was just listening to 92.3 The Fan, and he heard Thomas and Shaker say that. And he was just like, you know what? I'm going to have Dylan Gabriel throw the ball 53 times. Hey, Nick Wilson.
Yes.
Out of the 53 passes that Dylan Gabriel threw, how many touchdowns did he throw?
I think zero.
You telling me this man threw 53, the ball 53 times, and he could have get one touchdown?
That is exactly what we are telling you, yes.
I had enough of Dylan Gabriel, and there's not a lot of them. He's about as tall as the elf who's best friends with Rudolph. I had enough of that guy. I had enough of that guy, and I also had enough of Kevin Stansky.
That's the best friend with Rudolph?
I don't think he was in the story. I think it was like one of the side journeys.
Is there an elf that's a best friend with Rudolph? Rudolph has best friends?
Yeah, the elf that's best friends with Rudolph, wanted to be a dentist.
The reindeer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know Rudolph had a good friend group.
I can't remember his name. I don't see where I was running at reindeer.
Was it also Dylan? Because that would be wild.
I can't remember his name. Anyway, Kevin says he's so fired. He reminds me of Romeo Cornell. That's also a donut cruncher. He's so fired, man. That guy is, Kevin says he's such a bum. Like, why are you having Dylan Gabriel throw the ball 53 times? Dude, what you doing here, man? Kevin,
so the elf that is Rudolph's friend is named Hermie, okay? His name is Hermie. Okay. And a fun backstory on Hermie, he wanted to be a dentist instead of a toy maker. Why does the best friend for Rudolph have...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Such a backstory.
It's the funniest part of all.
Why is there a backstory? Why is there so many layers to Rudolph's elf friend?
Because everyone's got a story.
Why is this a thing?
All right.
It's really funny to me.
If you read the original
text.
They've done
so many things with Rudolph. They're like, and we give him a best friend, and also this best friend really wanted to be a dentist, not a toy maker.
He had one friend. He's cursed.
He's cursed. He makes
all
toys.
All the other reindeer were laughing at him. Yeah. All the other elves were like too cool for school with him. He had one friend. It was Hermie. And apparently Hermie is also a failure.
Who lived in this prison of toy making.
Yeah.
And just wanted to burst out. Didn't want to make toys.
How relatable is that?
Wanted to be a dentist.
Yeah. How relatable is that? Who hasn't wanted to be something else? Maybe you're a financial planner, but really you always wanted to play the jazz saxophone, right? I don't think that's a thing. I meant jazz guitar.
Well, no, but in this instance, it's kind of like you wanting, like you being someone that plays the guitar for a living, and you're like, I just want to be an accountant. I just want to do something that isn't.
Okay, sure, you work on that
because he's a toy maker.
Uh huh.
Toy maker is like the most. Like, what part isn't fun about being a toy maker?
The monotonous wrangling of materials and then hammering them together.
I don't know. I always thought elves had a good time. Did they not?
What is good about that time? I mean, other than the free
cocoa. Well,
when
you describe it, you do describe it as if they're just like in a factory in China, and that's maybe not the greatest.
Yes.
Maybe there's a dark side of toy
there's
making
no
that I never...
There's no labor laws in the North Pole.
I never realized.
Santa for a while.
I never put together the dark side of toy making. Is Santa basically Nike?
I mean, people have been saying it.
Is Santa Nike? I don't know. You tell me.
In fairness, they've unionized in the last 50 years. Things are a lot better. Wages are much more fair. But yeah, if you say, would you like to be a toy maker in Santa's shop, captive, or a dentist, work on some... by the way, I bet you dentist makes more money, too.
Well, that's a fact.
Yeah.
That's definitely a fact.
We really covered some ground
here. You got to buy all sorts of good gifts for Rudolph because he's been getting made fun of.
Adam and Green, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
What's up, fellas? So I have a question, or a challenge, actually, I would call it. I have a rebuttal to the first two parts of it, and if you do come up with a third part of it, I would like the chance to rebuttal.
There's a lot of parts here, but okay.
So this is a three-parter. without saying the words coach of the year or one playoff win, why does Kevin Stefanski deserve to still coach this team?
I think you asked the wrong show this question. This would have been a better question for like the morning show or something, because we've not been, between me and Nick, we've not been defending Stefanski for a while.
No, and you know what? I want to open this up to Cleveland, because I just don't understand, because I can't answer that question.
Been here for 5.5 years.
He's made it really hard to defend. If this is a grand jury and we're trying to have a trial here, it's been really hard to defend Stefanski.
So what do we have to do? Like, how long can Callahan just got fired, and he was coach for, what, a year and a half now?
Not even a full 2 years, yep.
Same record as Stefanski in the time that he was the head coach of the Titans that Stefanski's had with the Browns.
And I think what Stefanski has to hold his hat on is coach of the year twice. Okay, first he inherited a unbelievable offensive talented team. And the second time, he just caught fire under a 38-year-old Joe Flacco that nobody thought that this would ever happen. So it really has, and the one playoff win, which he could hang his hat on, he was sitting on his couch at home. So he wasn't even calling the plays. He wasn't even coaching the team during that win. When he is in the playoffs and coaching the team, they don't win. And I don't get why the Haslams or Andrew Berry, whoever has the power to say, let's change this, can't pull the trigger. They can pull the trigger on taking the team out of Cleveland into Brook Park, but they can't pull the trigger on saying, hey, let's focus on football for a second and start winning some games and not focus on trying to get Taylor Swift to Brook Park. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me why this guy is still coaching our team. He is the best winning, hang on, the best I'm trying to figure out how to word this.
And starting with best is probably not the right
losing
way.
Losing record coach that we've had.
I thought you were going to go best losing winning coach, but I'm glad you took a second there.
Yeah, I had to go back on and think about how to say that. He's the best losing coach that we've ever had.
That's like Varsity Blues. You're the dumbest smart kid I know.
All right, Adam, exactly. Did we get through all three parts of this?
You didn't answer any of the questions, but I think we had a good conversation.
Ah, we like that.
As long as you enjoyed the conversation,
we did too. That's all that really matters here. Yeah. We're just a couple guys talking.
Making a nice vibe.
We're having fun.
Hey, we're having fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.